Hazak Baruch Boker Tov, quick halacha. Quick halacha while everyone's taking off tefillin and getting breakfast, whatever it is. We were just one more little point in Hilchot, the text of the Zimun. One little point, something that you don't say every time you make a Zimun, but sometimes when you have the privilege of sitting the Beit Chatan at a wedding, you have the privilege of being in next to Chatan Nekala when they're having a Suda for the wedding, for the Shabbat Berachot meals, the fallow. So in the introduction, in the Zimun itself, we say, Nivarech Sha'asimcha Bim'ono Sha'achalnu Mishalo Mishalo Mishalo. And Baruch Sha'asimcha Bim'ono Sha'achalnu Mishalo Tuvo Chayinu. What's this Sha'asimcha Bim'ono? The Gemara tells us that Simcha Bim'ono Ma'on, the Gemara says in Chagiga, is the fifth of the seven levels of heaven. So there is Simcha when a Chatan and Kala get married, there is Simcha in the fifth level of heaven. The Mistarim Tivkei Nafshin, the seventh level of heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still crying, but on the outside, in the fifth level, Hashem shows Simcha. So in this Zimun, we point out, we praise Hashem, and that level of Simcha that was reached by the wedding, we put that in the Zimun itself. This addition can be added at any of the Shabbat Berachot meals, even if you don't fulfill the regular parameters that are required to recite the Shabbat Berachot. You don't have a minyan, you don't have Panim Chadashot, you can still recite Sha'asimcha Bimono in any event, as long as Chatan and maybe also Kala are present. Ashkenazim have an additional thing that they add. They add a piyut called Divei Haser in the beginning of the Zimun. So if you go to an Ashkenazi wedding, don't rush to do my Machronim the moment they say they're going to do benching, because there's like a whole 30 seconds, 2 minutes, that they're going to be saying this piyut at the end of, right before the Zimun anyway, so you have time. Don't worry. That this halakha of saying Sha'asimcha Bimono, the Poskim point out, based on a Sefer Chasidim, is only when there is actually Simcha and Ma'on. If there is stuff, the conduct at the wedding is not conducive to imbuing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha, engendering Simcha and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people who are acting inappropriately, there's mixed dancing and the like, Ramina dancing going on, so if there is Ramina dancing going on,
What if a man on a second marriage?
I think so. Yeah. And any event, even Almon and Almana, you still recite Sha'asimcha Bimono, as long as there truly is Simcha Bimono. If they're acting inappropriately, that doesn't mean I asked Rosh Hashanah this one time because Ashkenazim, oftentimes you'll see that they'll have family dancing. The mother, her daughter, and the son-in-law, they'll have all the sisters and all their husbands in a circle. So that's stupid, Rosh Hashanah said. But it's not inappropriate. So it's not an isur, because everyone's holding his wife. Inappropriate mixed dancing is the stuff you see at the bar mitzvahs in Great Neck and Old Westbury. That stuff, Rav Schechter says, Halacha would say, one cannot recite Sha'asimcha Bimono. So when you go to a friend from high school's wedding, and you're so happy, and you're at the Zimun, and they're going to say Shabbat Brachot, you, as one of the attendees, that cannot respond Baruch Sha'asimcha Bimono if there was inappropriate mixed dancing at any point of the event. However, let's say you're the mizamen, because you're the dati one, you're the religious one. You have to, rabbi, you have to. You go to yeshiva, you should leave the zimun, because they're not going to say Shabbat Brachot without you anyway. So now what do? You're not supposed to say Sha'asimcha Bimono, but they're expecting you to do it. So it depends how much they know. If they don't know anything, so then just leave it up. But Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim told me, if they're expecting you to say Sha'asimcha Bimono, Rav Eliyahu ben Chaim told me this, so then, toblit alem, turn a blind eye, say it. It's better to cover up Rio, it's better not to start a fight and call it a machloket and insult anybody. Just say Sha'asimcha Bimono if they're going to expect it otherwise. So, quick chazara, there's this addition to Zimon. It's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fifth level of heaven. Even if you don't have the regular parameters of Shabbat Bracha, you still recite Sha'asimcha Bimono. That's only if there truly is Simcha, and then you have to figure out what to do, and practically, when you go to situations where it might not be so comfortable. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen. Okay.